Thank you, God. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for preservation. We thank you that while we were weak, oh God, you were strong. Thank you for being our strength and our place and our peace and our joy in time of weaknesses. Thank you, Lord, for changing our garment of shame into a garment of praise. Thank you, O God, for bringing us from the miry clay and establishing our feet upon the rock, O God. We thank you for the health of our salvation. We thank you for purification. We thank you for sanctification. Rock of ages, our cornerstone, the rock on which we stand. We thank you, O God, for being the foundation that while we were yet sinners, you came to redeem us, O God. Oh, you called us out of sin and changed our names into royal priesthood. Thank you for changing our names. Thank you. You called us the apple of your eyes. Oh God, thank you for exalting our horns like the horn of the unicorn. Thank you for the oil of gladness. We did not take it for granted, oh God. We have come tonight, this morning. As a family, we have come with a voice to lift our hearts to you, oh God. To make your praise glorious in our temple. Father, we bless your name, O God. Father, we bless your name, O God. Father, be thou exalted, be thou enthroned in our lives. Be enthroned in our service today. In the name of Jesus, be magnified. Creator of the universe, emperor on wings. Thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Can we take our 2026 confession at this time? Powerful, powerful confession together. My year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. 1, 2, 3, go. 2026. Is my year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. The shift is here and I'm taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rises across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me and he will say, destroy. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and shield of my life. My help comes from him who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow my foot to slip nor be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God! I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon in Jesus' mighty name. 2026 is my year of non-stop laughter, celebrations, unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say, I am laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise. Now, sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is still news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Laugh with me. Laugh. Laugh with me. In this season, it is shifting. And there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. And he sets them among princes, placing them on seats of honor. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. God said, he is giving me treasures hidden in darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah and from rejected to Beulah. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler. From loner to owner. From supplanter to contender. In this season, it is shifting and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and door and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I hope and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way. And yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague has stopped. The curse is broken. And my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you, dry bones. Come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you, cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, joints. Come alive in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak life to you. Dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnership. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I speak life. I speak life. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. The shift is here and I am taking over supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, pass over, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Let us thank God for these powerful confessions, and so may it be in our lives. In the name of Jesus, sealed in the blood, forever, O God, it is settled. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God praise. It's always a blessing to minister the word of God. And I am grateful to God for the opportunity and also to our senior pastor for this opportunity. Thank you. Let us pray. Father, I commit the service into your hands. Bible says where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in their midst. And so, Father, let it be evident that we gathered in your name. As your word comes forth, I pray that my heart will indict a good matter. My lips will be filled with grace. My tongue, like the pen of a ready writer, to inscribe upon the hearts of the people the infallible word of God. In the name of Jesus. Father, break every fallow ground. Speak to our spirit man. Speak to our hearts. Grant us illumination and grant us spiritual understanding. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And so once again this morning, I will be ministering on the theme, the eternal God is our refuge. The eternal God is our refuge. And my anchor text is in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy, destroy. Now then, have you noticed all the instability in our world today? There is fear and panic all over the place. A lot is going on around the world, and there are a lot of uncertainties. Wars in Europe, wars in the Middle East, global threats, man-made catastrophes, unstable global economy. People have lost their jobs. Prices keep shooting up. Oh, aside all that, we have our own personal troubles and problems. And there is panic and upheaval everywhere in the atmosphere. Many are tired, depressed, frustrated, agitated, helpless, weary, anxious, some even angry. While people around the world, oh God, may be distressed about global threats and things going on in their life, there is absolutely no reason for a child of God to feel that way. For us Christians, the Lord God is our refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. In the midst of all this, there is a place, child of God, where you want to be, that you can find safety. And that place is in God. Hallelujah. So let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 33, and we'll be reading from verse 26. So if you have a Bible like mine, it will be captioned Moses' final benediction on Israel. Well, it is not my final blessing. It is my encouragement to all of us. Moses pronounced a benediction over the nation Israel, and he describes God as our refuge. Beloved, one of the essential attributes of God is the fact that he is uniquely eternal. The knowledge that God, that the eternal God is our refuge, is not just doctrinal truth. It is a practical encouragement to place our confidence and trust in him and not to worry about anything. God, the eternal God, is our refuge. What is a refuge? A refuge is a shelter, is a safe place, a fortress, a place of protection in God. It signifies resting in God's strength. It's a secure sanctuary for one's life. Resting and trusting in God's strength than human strength. So in Deuteronomy chapter 33 from verse 26, 33 from verse 26. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath him are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy. The basic Bible says, the God of our fathers is our safe resting place. Berean Study Bible says, the eternal God is our dwelling place. Contemporary English version says, the eternal God is our hiding place, and he carries us in his arms. Verse 28. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Also, his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thy enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Hallelujah. Eternal God. God is eternal. God exists outside of limitations of time, having no beginning and no end. He is self-existent. His character, his promises, and his attributes of love and mercy and power never change or expire. He is unchanging. Malachi says, for I, the Lord thy God, I changeth not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob shall not be consumed. Now, God affirms his divine immutability, ensuring his promises, his unwavering character, and covenant of love and peace to humanity. He does not change. Hello? The weather changes. Time changes. People changes, but my God changeth not. His ultimate plans to provide stability, mercy, security for humanity never change. In the New Testament, God echoes his covenant of loyalty and consistent character through our Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Beloved, God is faithful to his promises. Bible says his promises are yea and amen in the Lord. The fulfillment of the promises of God are in Christ. God is our sustainer. He is the King, eternal, immortal, invincible, the only wise God who sustains all things and upholds all things. He is our refuge and our fortress. A mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark never ending. He is our help, our defense in the midst of all the storms and troubles and the external threats and the challenges we face. Hallelujah. He is the rock of our salvation. The eternal God is our refuge. When we run to him in prayer, he will save us and we can have peace. Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Child of God, if you know this and believe this, then we will not be shaken by the events of the world and the events in our lives. We serve a God who is able to safeguard us. And no matter where the trouble originates from, the Lord will see us through. Hallelujah. Beloved, at times he walks us through, at times he carries us through. Can you imagine God carrying you? God is always seeking to carry his children like an eagle hovering and covering her young to protect them from danger. God offers a secure refuge and defends his people in times of trouble. My question for you this morning, where do you find trouble? Where do you find refuge? Where do you find refuge? Do you take refuge in the eternal God or in the systems looking for hope and reassurance on the news, browsing on the net for solace? My dear, the news is bad news already. Social media is worse. And that's why you want to look for solution? Oh, no. Again, Then I want to ask you, where do you take refuge? The world cannot provide that safety for you. The world cannot provide the help that you seek. Our God, our eternal God, is our refuge, our stronghold, and we shall not be shaken by anything in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 94, the Berean Study Bible says, He will cover you with His feathers and under His wings. Under whose wings? Under God's wings, you shall find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 62:7-8. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. My refuge is not in the system. My refuge is not in men. My refuge is in God. Did you see that? In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Verse 8, trust in Him at all times, ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Hallelujah. God is my refuge. God is a refuge for us. Beloved, God's protection is not passive. It is active, personal, and constant. Active, personal, and constant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 33 from verse 26 again. It says, there is none like unto God, the God of Jeshurun. Now Jeshurun is a name for Israel. Who rided upon the heaven in thy help, and His excellency on the sky. Good News Bible says, people of Israel, no God is like your God, riding in splendor across the skies, riding through the clouds to come to your aid. Did you hear that? This is not just about a nation. It is about anyone who believes and relies on the eternal God. No matter how rich or elite a person may be, they don't have the status of a person who believes and serves the eternal living God in spirit and in truth. God, bless God. Bless God. The confidence we have as children of God, the confidence you and I have, is that we believe in the eternal God. I don't know about you, but there is no other God like my God. People of Alik, hear me out. There is no other God like your God, riding in splendor across the heavens. Notice, He is not just riding upon the heavens because He has nothing to do. Oh no. He is riding to come to your aid. He's riding to come and help you. He's riding to come and assist you. He's coming to rescue you. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor moon by night. Oh, He will preserve your soul. Child of God, do you need help? Tell someone, help is on the way. Help is on the way. The eternal God is on the way. Come on. The one who is self-existent, self-sufficient, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient is on His way. Riding on the clouds, El Shaddai is on the way. Jehovah Jireh is on the way. Jehovah Shalom is on the way. Jehovah Elohim is coming to you. Notice, who is riding and coming to you? Notice who is coming to your aid in time of trouble, the eternal God of Jeshurun. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Beloved, it does not matter the waters that are roaring, the financial waters that are roaring, health waters that are roaring, marital waters that are roaring, job-related waters that are roaring. I don't care what hills are shaking, the eternal God is my refuge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love verse 27. The eternal God is my refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Isaiah 46, verse 4. And even to your old age, I am he. And even to her hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and deliver you. Isaiah 40, verse 10 and 11. Behold, the Lamb, the Lord God, will come with strong hand and arm, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who that are with young. Psalm 68, easy to read, says, praise the Lord, praise God our Savior, for each day he carries us in his arms. Isaiah 41, verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold you with the righteous right hand, the right hand of my righteousness. Verse 11 says, he will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them gently to his bosom. Beloved, God is not tired of carrying you. No, he ain't tired of carrying you. The Heavenly Father's arms are never tired of holding and carrying his children. Isaiah 40, verse 28, Berean Study Bible says, do you not know, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired and weary. His understanding is beyond searching out. Beloved, at times we carry our children and we are tired. The eternal God does not grow tired or weary. The eternal God will carry you in his bosom into a well-ordered future, a place of safety besides the still waters. Oh God, carry me, they go. Oh God, carry me, they go. Carry me, they go. Hallelujah. Now that Moses encountered many challenges and the Lord was with him, at a point God elevated him, elevated his status in the eyes of Pharaoh. He said in Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, I have made you a God to Pharaoh. Divine shift. Divine shift. Now the same everlasting arms that upheld Moses are the same everlasting arms that upholds us today. The eternal God is our dwelling place. The eternal God is our hiding place. Under his arms, we rest. A songwriter says, in his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, I'm never disconnected. And there's no other place I'd rather be than in the arms of God. The eternal God is my hiding place. He carries me in his arms. He will make your enemies run, he said. He will make your enemies run. May the Lord make your enemies run. Financial enemies run. Sicknesses and diseases run. Trouble and affliction run. Run. Problems run. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Israel will dwell in safety, the Lord says. Israel will dwell in safety, protection assured. We will live in peace, soundness of mind, no agitation, no distress. So the dew of heaven will drip on you. That's God's refreshing grace. When the dew of heaven drips upon you, you are refreshed, revived, restored. The dew of heaven takes away every dryness, and he waters the ground, and there is increase. The dew of heaven waters your life, giving a spiritual refreshing that brings growth, sustenance, and prosperity. Freshness in your health, freshness in your career, freshness in your destiny. Ah, our senior pastor has preached a lot of sermons, messages on the dew of heaven. You can go to the church's website to listen to them again. He says, you will have plenty of grain and wine. That's economic stability assured. Economic stability assured. A promise of divine abundance and prosperity. Divine abundance and prosperity. Hallelujah. Now listen. In verse 26, he says, who is like unto our God? In verse 29, he says, who is like you? Did not hear it. Who is like you? Child of God, there is no one like you who is saved. There is no one like you who is saved by the Lord. Hallelujah. So God promises us his unchanging, secure, constant shelter in times of trouble and fear and sustaining strength in times of trouble and storms of life. Beloved, there is no one like you. But salvation puts you in a certain class. Salvation makes you a god in the eyes of Pharaoh. I cast down every Pharaoh that has exalted itself against you in the name of Jesus. Which God do you serve? I don't know about you, but I serve the eternal God, my refuge. The one who rises upon the clouds, under whose wings I am hidden. The ever-present God. Ah, who is my help? Who scatters our enemies? Beloved, our life must reflect which God we serve. As believers, we don't cower in adversity. We stand strong and we trust God. Where do you find refuge? Psalm 31. David points out that God is our refuge. Psalm 31, Berean Study Bible. It says, in you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Save me by your righteousness. In the Lord, I have taken refuge. In the Lord, not in man. In Christ, not in systems. In the Lord. In the Lord. In the Lord. When David wrote this psalm, he was going through a lot of challenges, crises. He was so distressed. Like David, we go through troubles, a lot of distress, challenges and difficulties. But it is important for us to understand that even though David was going through a very tough time in his life, he was able to identify that in the midst of all the challenges, God was his refuge. Psalm 46, he said, God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Beloved, when you are in trouble, that's not the time to lament. It's time to take position in the bosom of God. Child of God, it does not matter the place you find yourself. It does not matter the troubles you have seen. God is in the midst of all your troubles. Once you identify that God is your refuge, once you have acknowledged that God, the eternal God, is your refuge, you will be able to sail through any storm and any challenge, and you will look at the storm and smile. Hallelujah. I have taken refuge in you. Save me by your righteousness. The eternal God is righteous, just, upright. Humans are partial, full of favoritism, but God is fair. Morally just, morally right. In the fullness of his time, his justice will prevail in your life. In his own appointed time, you will see his justice. The Bible says he does not judge by what he sees or what he hears, but with righteousness, he will judge the poor, and with equity, he decides. I don't know what you may be going through, but God, in his own appointed time, his justice will prevail. You will see the justice of the eternal God in your life. Right now, they may say that you have no one to help you. Right now, they may say they have you on the ground. But God is just, and in his fullness of time, he will see you through. He will pull you up. He will lift you up. Maybe you are down right now, but there is a lifting up for you. Child of God, you can't stay on the ground. They have said there is no help, but the eternal God is your shield, the lifter up of your head. Oh, we serve a God who is our refuge. When we find ourselves in trouble, we run to him and we are safe, and he delivers us all from the hands of the enemy. It does not matter the troubles you're going through, in the midst of your difficulty, never forget that God is your refuge. Run to him in prayer. He will answer you and deliver you out of all your trouble. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 31, again in verse 2, incline your ear to come quickly. Come speedily to rescue me. Be my rock of refuge, the stronghold of my deliverance. Hallelujah. The eternal God is your rock, strong protector, a fortress, our defense. He is always there to protect us from danger. It does not matter the traps that the enemy has set for you. God is a strong protector. He is there to protect you from the enemies. Therefore, never be afraid. Child of God, never succumb to fear. The eternal God did not give you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Don't allow the devil to pull you down. No! Scripture says, when you go through the fire, he's with you. When you go through the great waters, he's right there with you. He is our strong deliverer. When you find yourself in trouble and despair, remember that the God is your refuge, your deliverer, your shield, your protector. Verse 3 of Psalm 31 says, for you are my God, my rock, and my fortress. Lead me and guide me for the sake of your name. You are my rock and my fortress. He is our rock and our fortress and guide. He guides us and directs us. If we will depend on him, if we will rely on him, he will direct your path. He will guide you through the path of righteousness, and you will never miss your providential way. The problem with us today is that we guide ourselves. We are our own boss. We are in the driver's seat. God is in the back. Some of us, even God is in the trunk. He's like the spare tire, the donut. But if we will allow God to drive and lead and direct, we will not miss our providential way. When he is leading, he keeps us far from danger. All the problems the Israelites had was because they decided to ignore the leading of God. If we want to avoid all the hiccups on the road, we must follow God to carry us and direct us all the days of our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 4, Psalm 31. You free me from the net laid out for me. You are my refuge. pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me, for thou art my strength. Beloved, I don't know which net you have been trapped in. Financial net, health net, job-related nets. May the Lord pull you out of that net, whether we like it or not. There are nets out there. There are traps and dangers everywhere. May we not fall into the traps of the enemy. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 5 says, into your hands I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O God of truth. Beloved, God is faithful. He's trustworthy, dependable. He never lies. His promises are yea and amen. We cannot commit ourselves into the hands of someone we can't trust. We commit ourselves to the hands of God. In the name of Jesus. He's not a man that he should lie. He can be trusted. He's faithful. Verse 6 says, I hate those who cling to worthless idols, but in the Lord I trust. I hate those who cling to worthless systems. Systems that can't help you. Some have trusted in systems. Some trust in horses. But we choose to trust the Lord our God. Verse 7, I will be glad and rejoice in your loving devotion. For you have seen my affliction and you have known the anguish of my soul. Beloved, God knows your deep-seated emotional, spiritual, mental agony that you go through. Your distress and despair. God knows your troubles. He knows your issues. He knows your challenges. The eternal God is our refuge. I want you to affirm that. The eternal God is my refuge. I want you to say that. The eternal God is my refuge. When the eternal God is your refuge, we are talking about a safe place. A safe place. He knows when your health has been exchanged for sickness. He knows when your strength is exchanged for weakness. He knows when your joy is exchanged for sadness. He knows when your heart and flesh fail you. He knows it all. He says, I am your refuge. Beloved, Satan does not stop. He does not sit back doing nothing. Jesus said to Peter, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. See him, he has the effrontery to ask for you. Satan is always shooting fiery darts and arrows, ones that fly by day, the ones that fly by night, the noisome pestilence against us. That is why Paul says, take up the shield of faith. Beloved, we go through challenges in life. We go through storms of life, rivers. We are confronted by many things. And it does not matter, no matter what. No matter how strong you think your faith is. Passing through the valley of the shadow of death can be overwhelming. And so David says, when I'm overwhelmed, lift me to the rock that is higher than I. And so David says, be still and know that I am God. Be still, why? The eternal God is your refuge. Be still, why? The eternal God is your present help in time of trouble. Be still, why? He will carry you. He will carry you through. He will see you through in the name of Jesus Christ. How do I take refuge? How do I enjoy the refuge? Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. He that dwelleth. Dwell where? Dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Dwell in the pavilion of his secret. Abide where? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Some of us need some abiding to do. Some of us have relocated. Some of us have visited enough. It is time to abide. It is time, child, to abide. If you abide in him and he abides in, it is time to abide. No visitation. And those of you who are relocated, come back and abide. Since there is a place that you must be located, positioning. And there is something you must say, pronouncement. Your pronouncement and your positioning is very important. Where you locate yourself and what you say is very important to enjoy the protection of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Actively, child of God, actively abide in the presence of God. Make him your hiding place. You must endeavor to always stay in the secret place. We must believe. Believing is absolutely vital. Many devoted Christians still fall victim to calamity because they don't believe that God is their refuge. They couldn't enjoy the benefits of his covenant. Dwell in the secret place. Once we are abiding in the Lord and we believe firmly in his promises, we are assured of our safety. He says, I will say of the Lord. What will you say? What are you saying? God has his part. You have your part. Say of the Lord. Say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Say of the Lord. Say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Beloved, you want to have that seated in your spirit, seated in your heart. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You don't go to the bank withdrawing money when there is no deposit. The Bible says, your word have I hid in my heart. So when you hide it, you are able to say, you are able to pull it back in the name of Jesus. We do have to acknowledge and confess God is our eternal refuge and our fortress. And he will carry us in his bosom above the storm. He will take us on a flight and we shall cruise above the storms of life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. May the word of God bring comfort, calm your fears, and strengthen our trust in him. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Let us take a minute and begin to pray and thank God for his word. Come on, thank God for his word. Thank him for being your refuge and your fortress. A never-failing bulwark, our present help in times of trouble. Father, we thank you for your grace that carries us through the storms of life. We choose to dwell in you and guard us and uphold us in your righteous arm. Carry us through the paths of righteousness and lead us to still waters in these troubling times. And may your grace abound in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God praise. We give God praise.